Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Malcolm Holmline, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations in Doha. Conversation between the United States counselors on the reawakening of the Iran deal. Malcolm, what can you tell me about this conversation? Because for some time, the Vienna conversations have been unhelpful.
And I think that that pattern continues, John, that the Iranians, according to Rob Malley, who is the head U.S. negotiator on this and been an advocate of a deal, but now he expresses tremendous skepticism and called the meeting more than a little bit of a wasted occasion, and that they talked about the added demands that anyone looking at it, he said, would have agreed would have nothing to do with the nuclear deal. And they I think the conclusion is that they're not interested in a deal. In fact, there were some interesting articles exploring the Iran Revolutionary Guard's reasons for not wanting a deal, because most of the oil is smuggled out through their vast economic conglomerates. And as the price of oil goes up, they're making a lot of money, and it comes from, but all this is outside the official government budget. So you have forces inside that are against a deal for their own practical reasons. The Russians also are playing a role in there and benefit from the high oil prices when Iranian exports are limited. So he said that they have enough rich uranium to make a bomb. It would be a matter of weeks, not something that they had usually said before. So we're seeing an escalation in terms of the recognition that the Iranians don't want a deal now. They bought time. They may feel the pressure from the Europeans and others to do it, but even they are coming to the realization that this is a futile exercise.
Quickly, Syria recognizing the so-called sovereign states of Luhansk and Donetsk, which are part of Donbass. Is this a provocation, Malcolm, or is Russia twisting arms in Damascus?
It certainly shows the closeness of the relationship and the fact that they would recognize officially diplomatic recognition of the Russian control over the regions, the independent regions, as they call it. We're seeing a number of things happening in Syria that are of interest. Israel, you know, carried out a strike against the shipment of advanced air defense systems, but they did it by sea. The Iranian shipped it by sea, and Israel had a hit on the Mediterranean coast. But we're seeing many more movements that Hamas, for instance, has restored the ties with Syria, which it broke, if you remember, because of its of a difference of views over the war. So 10 years ago, I think, they severed their ties because of the crackdown on the revolt against its rule, and they felt the mistreatment of Palestinians in Syria, and they vacated their headquarters. And now they're talking about rebuilding their capabilities in Syria, which would mean that they would have access then to Iranian equipment being shipped to Syria. So we're seeing a number of developments on this front get very little coverage, but could be significant.
And Malcolm, the use of drones, we've spoken of this earlier, the use of drones and the use of drones to spy, to surveil, to provoke. What is Israel's response so far? Because if these were missiles, they would strike the bases. But I don't see that happening, or is it?
They're not striking the bases. They did hit bases in Iran of where they manufactured and had stored large numbers of these drones. But in Syria, it's much harder because they're spread out. Some of these drones are kamikaze drones, meaning they have a warhead and are designed just to fly into target. We see that in Yemen, being used by the Houthis. And we see it in other places where they, we now have estimates that Hezbollah has 2,000 of these drones, including some of the more advanced. And now we saw the two attacks that were described to us coming from Lebanon, one that had not been disclosed earlier, of the single one and one of three. They're saying, well, they were only for surveillance and then tried to cover it up. They were not armed, But and then they put out pictures claiming that they were able to surveil the Israeli oil rigs, when in fact it turns out that these were faked pictures and not real. So the drone issue is becoming bigger and bigger. We've talked about it for a long time. The Iranians are using this to compensate for not having an air force, but it also is much harder because you can launch thousands of these drones across a border, as they have done in, and used them effectively in Yemen for targeted hits on Saudi Arabia oil fields and even on the UAE. So it'll become a major force at a time when we see Iran building up its presence in the Red Sea, and we see them trying to expand their sphere of operations.
What about the UK seizing an Iranian warship arms to Yemen? Malcolm, I can recall when the Israeli interception of an arms shipment to Gaza. You recall that 20 years ago? That was a big story.
The Karine.
Yes. Is this a big story?
Karine, right.
We've got evidence here that Iran is provoking the civil war in Yemen.
They have been. They're behind it all along. And now the UK warship, they have noticed with surveillance helicopters, these little boats leaving ports in Iran, and they were able to capture them in international waters, and it's in violation of sanctions, which bars sophisticated shipments to Yemen, where the war is ongoing. And they have, Tehran has long been supporting them and paying for it. But the seizure of these surface-to-air missiles and engines for land attack cruise missiles, it's the first time a British naval ship has interdicted a vessel carrying such sophisticated equipment. And usually they shy away from public statements that put the blame on Iran for the Houthi contraband. But this time it's gone public. And it comes at the same time when we're seeing the reports, and the defense minister of Israel made a major address talking about four Iranian military ships, including a landing ship and Abbas-class replenishment ships, operating in the Red Sea, and talking about this as an escalation and a threat to trade, energy, and global activity, as well as the launch of another satellite capable carrying missile, which is all part of the ballistic missile program under the guise of the space program.
Iran is also noted as an execution center. And also this part, Malcolm, puzzles me. Amputation, how so?
They take off the four fingers on the right hand, so it's only the palm of the hand and the thumb are left. And the numbers that are being subjected to these crimes for theft on a first offense is the full length amputation of the fingers, the second offense, amputation of the left foot, and the third and fourth are life imprisonment and death penalty. And according to reports that have come out, the numbers are astounding, at least 264 individuals amputated, and 20 more individuals sentenced to amputation just in the last 2 years, and in trials that are just shams. And they were denied access to lawyers. They were not treated. And the numbers altogether, it's since January 2000, at least almost 7,000 people, including some children, were sentenced to flogging in the country. And Raisi is proud, he says, of the corporal punishment. So people who want to judge what the nature of what we're facing in Iran need only look at the use of corporal punishment in this. You know that Iran, it carries out 50% of the executions in the whole world, and they are, you know, they proclaim it. They don't hide it, and yet we don't see anybody in UN and other places that a country with 1% of the population is responsible for 50% of the political executions, and that 40% of all political prisoners and prisoners of conscience are in Iran today.
Reminding us that Raisi was known in his youth as the hanging judge. The PA,
exactly,
speaking
right
to Hamas. What about the PA and torture? What do you know, Malcolm?
Well, we're seeing more and more reports also that the PA now has been engaged in torturous treatment of political prisoners and others in the country. And it's of certainly much greater concern over the last period, as both the PA and Hamas authorities in Gaza amount to crimes against humanity, according to reports, and they're systematically torturing Palestinians in detention, including political opponents. And Human Rights Watch reported this in a report that went to the United Nations. And at the same time, we see demonstrations by lawyers against the increasing practice of legislation by fiat, by decree, and protesting the fact that there's no more legislative process and that the legal system is it has collapsed. And obviously the fact that we have no elections there.
Malcolm Hoenlein, Conference of Presidents. I'm John Nash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.